Coach, congratulations. Always good to win this time of year for sure. But a little tense there for a while in that second quarter, wasn't it?
Yeah, Martinsville is a good football team. They play in the Mid-State Conference and a really quality conference where they're playing, you know, really, really good competition week in and week out. They won their conference this year. So we knew coming into here, you know, we're coming into their place. It's going to be a dogfight. And they were able to expose us a little bit. Some of the coverages that we were playing defensively. But what we were really trying to do is get the half, be able to talk to the guys, challenge our defense a little bit, and make some adjustments. And we were able to do that. The boys came out and executed really well in the second half. And, you know, at this point in the season, it's not about stats. It's not about anything like that. It's score one more point than the other team. And that's what we kept preaching. And even though we were giving up a couple points in the first half, we were playing from ahead. And when you're doing that, you really have confidence that as long as the offense keeps executing, I mean, you really need a defensive stop. And then you're able to score again and break that open a little bit. And, they drove all the way down the field. And our defense ran a fake punt. And our defense stood tall. And that's what we always talk about is, you know, something bad's going to happen in a game of football. You're going to make mistakes here and there. But you got to watch the last play, and you got to play the next play. We preach that constantly. I thought our guys did really well with that tonight.
I thought one of the moments, big moments, too, because they were moving the ball up and down the field, when you stopped them there at the end of the half. Granted, there was only a minute 20 left, but they did have three timeouts. And you guys came through. You got a couple quarterback sacks, I think, then. And then you come out in the third quarter, go down, score, and got that separation a little bit, and it seemed to make a big difference.
Huge. And I'm a big defer guy. If I win the toss, I like to put the defense out there on the field first because you can really double dip if you play your cards right at the end of the half.
Right.
And that's – We knew that we had that in our hip pocket. So, you know, we told the defense, hey, go out and get us one stop and let us get into halftime here. And we were even fortunate enough that I know we completed it, didn't go get in, but we even had time for one Hail Mary.
Right.
So we had one shot at the end zone, executed perfectly. You know, we've worked on those scenarios all year. We haven't really been put in many of those scenarios, but we executed that perfectly. And for us to be able to, double dip, basically, we scored on our last drive.
Right.
And then come out in the first drive and be able to at least be able to flip field. That's really what you're thinking. At the very least, you want to flip the field. And at best case scenario, you score a touchdown.
I think everybody that's watched Josh Ringer for the past 4 years, basically now, he's seen a lot of time as a freshman. I noticed you gave him the game ball down here in your huddle. I mean, to get to the point where you just run out of things to say about the kid, and you've said it a lot, how happy he is to win if he gets what he did tonight or whatever he gets. He just wants to win. And what a great thing for him to be a leader on this team and have that filter down through to the younger kids and everybody. And I'm sure he's not the only kid on that team like that. But is there anything else you could possibly say about this young man after what he'd done tonight? 325 yards, 24 carries, 7 touchdowns.
I tell you what,
glad he's on your team.
These guys got to quit setting records because it costs me a lot of money because I keep having to buy more footballs. But, Josh, very rarely do you see your hard work really pay off, whether it's on the football field, on the court, in any sport. And the stuff that Josh is able to do out here tonight is because he started lifting for it in December, January.
Mm-hmm.
And he had his mind set that not the rushing records are great.
Sure.
The touchdowns are great. He had his mind set that he was going to help his team win as many football games as he could possibly win. And that's always been Josh. Josh is obviously happy, I know personally, to set that record. The scary thing is he didn't play all that much as a sophomore because he broke his ankle for majority of the season. So, some of those statistics could be even, larger had he had played that season. But you just can't say enough words about him. He's such a happy-go-lucky guy. He shows up with a smile on his face, ready to work each and every day. And just a very proud moment. We knew we're never hunting statistics, but we knew how many he needed to get in order to set the rushing record. But the biggest thing about Josh is he shows up in the biggest moments for his football team, whether that was the Mulder game this year. We're in a dogfight here in Martinsville. And what does he do? He continues to step up to the plate, asking for certain plays, asking for certain blocking schemes, and he's right because he has studied the film. He has prepared himself for this moment and to be able to go out and execute. And, you know, Josh is going to be happy personally about these statistics, but, you know, the happiest he's going to be is because his team won tonight.
Yeah, and you talk about that Moeller game. He had, I think, around 250 in that game. He's got 325 tonight. And your two biggest, toughest opponents of the year, and exactly what you said, he showed up and went out there and got it done for you guys. And what he does helps open everything else up for your offense, too. It's nice to see Dylan Maxwell get in there. It's nice to see Mingus get in there tonight. Cole Burton didn't throw it much, but he had a nice night. Everything just seems to kind of feed off of everybody else in a sense offensively for you guys.
Certainly. We're setting things up. We were able to hit Ryan on a reverse because, they're selling out the hit for Josh. And Ryan, honestly, was playing a little bit different of a spot than mm-hmm. what he normally is playing. But they just continue to execute. And our offensive line, just a great game out of them tonight. And when yep. you're putting up those type of statistics. And we had told Cole early in the week that, with the defense that they're playing, the numbers in the box are telling us to run the football. So that, we got to be prepared in the passing game if they make an adjustment. But my favorite thing about Cole is on the reverse, he's lead blocking for that. Mm-hmm. And most quarterbacks would be ducking their head. Maybe not in the game quite as much as they need to be, but he's happy and tickled to death to be leading for his guy. He got a little too happy, I think, and cost us the flag. But, he's celebrating with his team. I know it says unsportsmanlike and all that, but he's truly celebrating right. with his team because he just wants to win and just whatever it takes, to win. And that's really where what's special about this group is they don't have an ego about them. Mm-hmm. They don't show up with a cocky attitude, just thinking that they're gonna roll. They show up every single week, ready to play, and that's what they did that tonight. And I know it was good for us to battle a little bit in the first half.
Yeah.
It was good for us to be put in some tight positions and some pressure situations, and our guys to respond.
Even though they got the three scoring drives there in the second quarter, and I think me and Rob even talked about it before the game, and a lot of people will say it. I mean, for all the offensive records that you guys have set as a team and individually with these guys, your defense seems to cut almost unnoticed by a lot of people. But your defense is phenomenal. And it just seems like, yeah, they had a little hiccup there in the second quarter. I guess you can handle that for the first time in 12 games, basically. But they are good. They are very, very good.
Special, we're senior dominant on that side of the ball, too. A lot of guys who have played a lot of football. And so we're able to talk to them a little bit differently than what we have the last couple of years, when they're young. We're able to make some adjustments. And to be honest, we have to defend fake punts. We have to defend trick plays.
Right.
But if a team is resorting to that,
right.
then you know that, hey, they think they got to resort to this in order to have success. So that's right. what we're telling the defense. Like, if we can just settle down and defend the trick play, defend the fake punts, and just play base solid defense. Just mm-hmm. play gap sound defense, and that's the adjustment we were talking about at halftime. Hey, yeah, we were running a lot of man there in the second quarter. We dropped a little bit more zone in the second half, but mainly it was let's go back to being us. Let's go back to being good tacklers. Let's go back to the basics of fundamental football of filling the gap you're supposed to be filling. And if that means that you're getting taken on a double team to let your guy, other buddy, make a tackle, that's what it takes. And we got a little sloppy within our gaps in the second quarter, and that's really what was going on defensively. But our guys rallied. Again, we were able to talk to them, and they're able to make the adjustment and go out and play. And I love every single one of them guys on defense. They show up every week. We have to keep our offense and defense kind of away from each other because of how hard they try to practice against each other. They just love competing. So can't say enough about the defense. For them to go out and put a zero up in the second half, after giving up 20 in the first half, these are 17, 18 year old yep. young men. It's easy for them to hang their heads and to keep reeling, but that they really found something in them, and they really stood tall in that second half. So couldn't be happier, and I told them that after the game here.
Real quickly, Greenwood next week at home, which is nice. Don't know a lot about them. What can you tell us about them? I understand they got a pretty decent quarterback, but other than that, don't know much about them.
Yeah, they like to throw the ball around. They really do. They play in the Mid-State Conference. They actually beat this Martinsville team,
right.
Early in the year. So they're a good football team. You know, don't hang your hat on the record too much. Mm-hmm. They have a decent record, but don't hang it on, you know, don't just look at that and think, they've lost a few times. Well, they've been playing a quality schedule up to this point. And so, they really, really like to push the ball vertically. They like to, they'll keep you honest in the run game. They run some similar concepts to what Martinsville does. They don't RPO quite as much as what Martinsville is doing tonight, but they do have a special quarterback. He can run the ball, he can throw the ball, and he really puts pressure all over the football field. So they will put more guys down in the box, into the run game defensively. They label themselves as an even front. They do hop into an odd front from time to time. It'll be another game, and that's how these playoff games go. You have to see how teams are planning to attack you early, both offensively and defensively and special teams, and then to be able to make adjustments from there. I thought our special teams were really, really good tonight. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many onside kicks that they tried at us, but we've been practicing all week for that. We had a safe return on, a couple different guys on the field to have some more hands out there. Those are adjustments you're making down the stretch here. But I told the guys, they've really earned the opportunity to go after the 22nd sectional championship in school history, and they can't take that lightly. They've earned that right to be there. Then we're going to face another quality opponent, and I don't think our guys would have any other way.
Real quickly, one more thing, the special teams thing. A fantastic job by your snapper and holder. And Nathan McPhee again tonight, 7-for-7. And that's such an incredible weapon in high school football.
Yeah.
Or 8-for-8, sorry.
No, it's huge. It's huge. And I know Nate hasn't kicked as many field goals, true field goals, as he'd like. But the last couple of weeks, the PAT team has been challenging themselves to be 100%. And so we put in a lot of work this week. Nate's soccer season is done, so he's able to be at football practice a lot more than what he's been during the regular season. So, those are corrections that you're making, but it is huge. The further and further you get along in this tournament, every point matters, and it mattered tonight. Those are 8 points. We were able to get in a running clock scenario there at the end and really put the game away.
Coach, appreciate your time. Enjoy the long bus ride home.
Yeah, thank you.